Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, published author. My books are available at howdiditeachmyselffear.com and at amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. Tonight I want to talk about something that I've been wanting to talk about for a long time. It's, you know, I hear practice spirituality, practice this, practice this, practice makes perfect. And, you know, that's a fallacy because practice is an assumption that you're going to do it right in the game. But here's the thing. In practice, you let little things go. In the game of life, in your gamer's gumption or defeater's dare, show your flair to feel lively, audacity, invigorating resolve, opening up your eyes to your own ability. And that is something I've really opened up to do. And also, life will teach us. Life is the coach. We're the players. People, we're actually our own coach. Let me start over. Life is the game. I'm the coach. The people are the coach of themselves. The people and events are the metaphors and the tutors to expand this through life. But how do you try to practice everything and yet you stay stuck where you're at? Because we never learn to relax. We're relaxed in practice and we let little things slip by. But when you're in the game, everything is full speed. And in practice, you have somebody to blow the whistle or you can take a break. Life is a steady flow of just a steady flow of challenges, bliss, wisdom, and so many good things that it's unbelievable. You know, we get caught up in yesterday's game. And that is something I really am starting to see this. So when I hear somebody say, practice spirituality, practice doing this, well, if you practice you just be stepping in the cactus because you're getting poked and prodded. But when you undo the gamer's glamour of yourself, you expand of new things. Is the assumption that I can do it in the game. But when you're practicing life as it is a game, you galvanize astute maturity expanding through life, realizing that life is a high speed, is a game. And, you know, we can go out, and, you know, life is a quarterback. Everything's a quarterback throwing us passes, good, bad, or indifferent. But I am the wise receiver of rich, enterprising candor, expanding intuitive candor every day. But we really get caught up in trying to practice. And am I doing it right? And you get caught up, am I doing this right? Well, you're doing it for whatever it is at that moment for another higher outcome. Because the outcome will forever be a higher resolve and a higher result. Because if you play life like it's a game and you get your gamer's gander on, you get the guts to expand through life rather than get caught up in life. So as we move down the world and up the world, we become a fresh, have an ultra-modern moxie to walk through life. But how does it feel? I unleash my gamer's gumption, feeling my defeater's flair, showing the world my debonair discernment to really expand of everything. Because as life moves, we're in the groove. But how many times do you practice it and practice it and practice it, and you have the whole scenario set up, and then all of a sudden it's a whole different way. And it's a different experience. It's a different event. And then you become frantic, panic, because you're trying to practice something to be perfect. And game situations, like in life, everything is just a little bit open to, well, it's open to the unknown, the unexplainable, the invisible, the inspirational, but it's never open to what you know. Because what you know is going to lock you in yesterday and keep you looking backwards. And that's why practice is a paralyzing power that never lets us in the game. Because when you step onto the game, it's all out. And when you're all out, you let go of the doubt and you get into the clout of your canonized, lively, omnipotent, utopian temerity. To really understand, life is where we live. And life is where we play in a bolder way. But as I move through this and I'm really starting to understand it, I let go of things. And I really start letting go of thinking I'm right. Because when you're really doing this, you really got, when you're going through it and you're expanding, you haven't got time to look back. You never look back into the flack. You keep going forward to live a bolder, brighter life. So where do you become stuck in the night and in the blight of yesterday? Because to really open the wise, you got to walk internally, sensing every day heydays. So what are you afraid about a heyday? How are you afraid to live the bliss of life? Because we've never taught ourselves to live the bliss. I know I've never taught myself. I kind of always got caught up in making, well, what's this, what's that, and then they go splat. And then I'd get, feel a flat tire never going around, because those who think they're big wheels, you got to remember, we're always flat on one side. And then we tied ourselves into thinking we're more than we really are. And I see that in the world today. And in fact, I've seen it in me, but now I've expanded through it. And when you quit practicing, you take the ego out, because life is going to freezer the ego and open up your big old cowboy up celebrations, because every day is going to be a rodeo and you're the all-around champion riding it and experiencing it. But how do you practice, and then when the event happens, it goes awry because you're never as spry as you thought you were? There's people that live for game time, but they practice the game in practice and they're living the game 24/7. How are people spiritual at night or do something at night, but today they're in the whole hum of their day, and that is what controls their life? That is something I know I've done, and I still do. I like to think, oh, I'm this superhero, but I'm not. But I am expanding of it. And I'm open to the fortitude and the foresight to really energize the wise of myself. Because when I let go, I really let go of being stuck in yesterday. And how can I be stuck in yesterday when I'm living today? Because when you're stuck in yesterday, it's a Groundhog's Day, like the Bill Murray movie. It just keeps happening and happening. How does practicing life keep you in that? So how would it feel to have the gamer's gumption, shutting off all assumption, and then having the trailblazer spunk to unfunk and ungunk your life to really move your life forward and get out of that? That's where the life is experienced and lionized and all the good that life has for us. So as I move forward and I let go of everything, I really see the world in a brighter, bolder way. So as I talk to myself and I keep going through life, I stop playing the game of life, and I mean, stop playing in practice and start being the gamer with the gut gall to experience it all, who can become free? What are you free up inside yourself? How are you afraid to be liberated from yesterday? Yesterday is yesterday. But how do we let the memories, the thinking, and the way we've always done things stuff up this control? Doing things the way we always do things, that's practice. Doing something new that's a little unsettling and unstable to the ego and the conceit and all the callous stuff we hide. Because how do we try to hide from the world and yet we keep chiding ourselves to fall back into the rackness of practice? And how is practice nothing more than a thinking we're doing it rather than feeling? See, the game is a feel, is thinking. And that's something I'm really starting to understand, is the feel. And, you know, it's always, what are you thinking in practice? And in the game, it's what do you feel? You know, when the thing, it's like a play. You know, it's all over. They say, well, I wonder what he was thinking. But when they're winning, it's they're feeling it. And when you're on the sidelines, it's what are you thinking? And on the outside, and when you're in the game, you're on the field. A far-seeing, innovative energy, loving daily escapades that really open your eyes to your inner self. And that's what this is all about, is opening your eyes to your inner skies to really ride the reading. And you do pass go, and you collect the $2 million, and you go on your way, and you bypass everything and go all the way around, and you live on Broadway. How would that feel? How would that open you up to really enjoy what is happening in your life? So when you open up to enjoy life and treasure yourself, how does the pleasure of life open up and pat you on the back because you entered the game without shame and blame, but you entered it up with a gamer's grit, get, and go because you galvanized opulence. And you stop guessing, because in practice, if you don't make it, there's nobody wins or loses. But in life, you expand and receive and walk through, and you get to throw the ball down in a spike to hike onto the field to finalize enthusiasm to really expand through life. But how do you keep practicing and everything keeps coming up the same? And that's what happens in practice. So if we quit practicing, how do we get open to what's going on in our life and really enjoy what's going on and how it's going and the way we do things? How about open the way to experience things with your wisdom? Innovation, talent, abilities, agility, dexterity, all the finesse of life, because you stop guessing and practice and really galvanized and really enriched your life because you quit bitching and you hitched up to your own team of trend-setting entrepreneurial audacity, maturing right on your field of success. I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. Tonight, and I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, dream sculptor, and I also have books at amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson, and at howdidateachmyselffear.com, and my email is robert@mycowboywisdom.com, and I am a coach that will open your eyes to your inner self, your inner talent, and allow you to live your life.